Hey, I bet you have something you were really excited to say for the intro of this episode, but I've got some bad news. I went ahead and I delegated that task of yours.
You commissioned?
No. I went ahead and got a little AI chatbot to start writing the cold opens to the Security Checkpoint podcast, so you don't even
permanently
have to worry
this
about
is a thing.
Well, yeah, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Oh, cool.
And I think it'll be better for both you and me and all of the other members of the Security Checkpoint organization. I think it'll it'll reduce a lot of your workload, which is great. Anyways,
who are those people in corporations who get all the money? The shareholders will be ecstatic.
Yeah, the shareholders will be thrilled.
Their security will be super checkpointed. No.
You see, this is why.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I can see why you want to bring AI into this.
And not to mention how bloated our cold open budget is anyway. So I went ahead and sent you the script that I had the AI draft up for us. The prompt I put in, I went ahead and I asked it to write an opening to a podcast about the Digimon trading card game in the style of Seinfeld for an audience of about 12 people.
And there's four characters on this script.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's
and
two of us.
And the audience has lines, which is a really, really fascinating thing.
I don't think they have lines. I think the script doesn't, or the AI doesn't know how to how to put a non-narrative, what's the word?
Stage directions?
Sure. Yeah, they don't know how to do that. Yeah, see, you should do it.
Well, let's just give it a try, okay? I shelled out $6,000 for this AI chatbot. Anyway, I'll go ahead and read for Jerry and Elaine.
This is a podcast about the Digimon trading card game, and yet I am cringing over what we're about to do.
What's the deal with these Digimon trading cards? They're like tiny monsters on paper. I mean, who comes up with this stuff?
George is the angry one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to get into George. Let me lose all my hair really quick. You know, Jerry, I tried playing once, but I couldn't figure out which one was Pikachu. It's a jungle out there, Jerry.
And then Elaine chimes in. I got so into it, I started challenging people on the street. You want a duel? Bring your best cards.
Kramer's the tall one?
Kramer's the tall one, who's always shaking.
I've been studying the ancient texts of Digimon. I'm telling you, Jerry, there's a strategy to this game that'll blow your mind.
And then, audience, this is where you ooh and ah at the intense card battles happening right before your eyes.
It's been a while since I've said the following phrase, and I've never meant it more. This sucks.
Well, hey, don't speak for our audience. They could like it, you know?
No, the audience speaks for itself right here with the oohs and ahs. <Yeah. laughs>
I guess oohs and ahs aren't like clapping or laughing.
Maybe,
you know?
maybe that's the key. Maybe the audience, our audience, should start writing the cold open for us. If you could leave in the Spotify box how the next cold open should go,
how the next episode should start,
what
yeah,
my
yeah.
motivation is.
No lie, I think you did a pretty good Kramer there. Just
thanks.
Like off,
I was shaking
off the cuff.
I started. I definitely almost burst a blood vessel.
Yeah.
Welcome to Security Checkpoint.
It's a podcast about the Digimon trading card game.
It always has been.
I'm one
mostly.
I'm one of your hosts. My name is JB.
My name is Nolan.
And Nolan did really well at a regional, so
oh,
I want to hear about it.
Oh, that's very kind. I got third at the Texas Mesquite in-person regionals. It was awesome.
Was it barbecue flavored?
Dude, it should have been. There was no food on entry.
Cool.
You can't bring food in, but the only food in there... It was like, it's worse than like sports stadium food. They had like pretzels and $4 bottles of water.
Ugh.
So no barbecue.
No barbecue. Okay.
I was playing Security Control, and this happened very shortly after our interview with Pete. So I took a list that was exactly one card different than the list he won Worlds with. I cut one Chaos Degrade for one Wyverns, because I'm only running four purple Kauris.
Mm-hmm.
And there are murderers out there. People with knives and guns who want to kill my children.
That's another thing we should touch on.
Children murderers? Children killers? Murder.
And who? And the popularization of children murderers.
I hate them.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Every deck is, every Numemon deck is now running Zwart defeats because of the first
because
place.
Because of at, Ryan fucking Weeks.
The first place at the regionals you took third at. Friend of the show.
Yeah, we talked about him on the past cast before. His name is Ryan Weeks. He goes by Neighbor. I played him in the finals. We were the two undefeated going into the seventh round.
A couple of local competitors, too. That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but... yeah. That was it was a DFW finals. It was awesome.
That's cool.
I guess just to jump straight into the finals. The first game was so close. I think it was like a 25-minute slog of our 45-minute timer. And he killed me with the Azulongmon Unsuspend for the final check with zero cards in deck.
Azulong Unsuspend?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he had exactly enough memory. The four memory from the Azulong put him at zero.
Oh my.
And he swung
God.
For game. It was very well played. It was a very grueling game back and forth. The second game was very similar. I was able to find purple a little faster, and I was able to take control, but time ran out, and Ryan passed turn with zero cards in deck and two security to my board of four or five guys. It was... I think I would have won that game too, but regardless, you know, one tie, one loss, Ryan takes it. And if anyone was going to take it to me in finals, I'm glad it was Ryan. At least that's what I thought at first.
And then...
because I had been playing with Ryan for a few weeks practicing for this event, and I knew he was running this purple base Numemon with Zwart at the top, which is very smart, especially when people, you know, not me, but people attack security. They try to kill you.
Yeah, you could get a Zwart defeat for free.
Easy. Not to mention, when you draw it, he just discards it to the new Demimera egg. Who cares? And if you're not discarding the Zwart, you're discarding the level 6, the Numemon.
Platinum Numemon.
Yeah, to use that value.
That's so good.
So he was he draws his deck so pretty fast, which is awesome. And again, yeah, our set was so close. I'm glad Ryan took it, at least I thought, because now everyone's playing these fucking child killers in their Numemon deck,
mm-hmm.
and I got to be worried about all of that for... I'm playing in the Ultimate Cup this Saturday, and I think I just have to expect that Ryan's changed the metagame. And I have to go a step further past this fucking event. The next week was an online regionals. Numemon X with purple base and Zwart defeat wins. Piloted by who? Piloted by who, JB?
Dan motherfucking Vang!
So I lose finals against this my child-killing friend... only for that deck to be so popularized that my arch-fucking-rival wins another tournament with it, and then he can beat me with it at Nationals. I'm pissed. The rest of the day was great, though. I played some great, great Digimon. I have never felt more prepared for an event than that Regionals. I think mainly because I did not change my list up until a week before it. Like, a week before that event, I made the one edit, and I did not change it further. And every other big event, I've changed my list the night of, the day before, 2 days before. I knew my list in and out. I was comfortable in every matchup. I played super well. And I wish I could take more credit for my third place there. But America, you've got to learn to play against Revelation of Light. I looked at my matchup notes after the tournament. 5 of my 7 opponents made a blunder under Revelation of Light. Revelation of Light, if you're not familiar, its security effect is -5K, but that -5K lasts, it's a blanket, until the end of my turn. So you check it in my security, it lasts for your turn and then my turn. So one opponent was careful, they're like, oh, I'm not going to play the Numemon, because that'll just instantly die. And instead just, you know, passed, and then blocked with his Monzaemon, forgetting it had -5K. Other people, you know, played Searcher Agumons to try to search for things, and they don't never get to search, they just instantly die. A lot of blunders against Revelation of Light, which is why maybe it's a bad idea for me to go up to 3, because maybe people will learn and not be so silly.
What if you could do it like 3 times in one turn, though, you know?
I mean...
what if you could just blanket -15K?
That's... I can get 10 pretty reasonably. I'm playing 3 right now, and man, it happens pretty often. I think one thing that... maybe this is just my big opinion... but what I think more players need to do is, once the Revelation of Light, you see it go on top of security, you stop playing to win, and you start playing to burn the Revelation of Light and lose the least amount of resources. Don't try to burn it in a few turns. Just trade one guy for it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you wait, the more value I'm going to get out of it, unless you're killing me on that turn with some crazy big security check.
Yeah, American Digimon players fucking suck.
They don't suck. They gotta learn these new cards.
Sure.
And...
Well, I never played Magic. Do you have to learn as many fucking niche interactions when you play competitive in that game?
I don't know, because there's not that many weird interactions. Like, once you know the system in Magic, I'd say it's pretty calm. The most you need to understand is how the stack works in that game,
sure,
which is first in, last out.
But I feel like in order to play competitively, you have to learn, like, 10 different edge cases for, like, when rules processing happens on
your team. I think our system could be a little cleaner. I think our game in general, especially our text, could be a lot cleaner, but
I just wanted to come to the defense of the American Digimon player after I told them they fucking suck.
That's so fair. That's so fair.
Because truly, I don't know.
No, I think Digimon is a weird one in terms of that. But here's the thing is that most of those weird edge cases that you'll learn are against meta decks you should have practiced against.
Sure.
You should know. I wouldn't say it's a huge mental strain to learn.
Like, Bokumon needs to hatch first. Or
Ukomon.
Ukomon. Fuck.
Or when there's a blanket -5 from like Shine Gray or Rev, you don't get on play effects in this game.
Yeah.
The Digimon comes into play and rules processing says it dies before the on play effect happens. I learned that the hard way.
In a different world, we'd all be thinking about the different ways that Venusmon interacts with, like, when Digivolving gets security attack +1, you know?
Yeah. I caught two players on a Venusmon being in play, and they went Monze to Monze X, and Monze gives Sec +1 as an inherited.
So instantly loses. Yeah. Yep.
I caught one guy.
Instantly loses.
There's one guy, I don't think it was much of a blunder as much as he was frustrated, but I went Venusmon, and he was like, I can do that too. And then he went Venusmon. Like,
but it doesn't
it.
Do
doesn't
it.
Work.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My matchups on that day were 3 Numemons, which I didn't have a problem with until finals, 2 Levia X's, 1 Shine Gray, and 1 Red Hybrid. And the Red Hybrid, man, Pete did a great job with making sure our package can handle that deck. I have never played that matchup and felt more comfortable with the ability to set up and aim for a lock with Venusmon and Shadow Serafi. Not to mention, you know, I took the loop out of security control pre-Pete Con. I took the loop out because it was taking too many slots and I was never needing to loop. And you still don't really need to loop unless you're drawing your whole fucking deck with Digimon Emperor.
Sure.
Which is awesome. I forgot what it's like to draw cards in a control deck. And 2 cards for the loop isn't bad when you're drawing, you know, everything you need.
The loop is way easier now that it's
2 cards.
Lament of Friendship and Avenge Kid instead of Avenge Kid and Junomon and something it can digivolve from and Matt in case it goes to trash.
Yeah. There are still situations where, like, I need to be aware at all times if I expend resources, like if I play Lament too early to try to get value and Avenge Kid gets checked, if I don't know where Avenge Kid is, I could just be boned. If I haven't seen either piece and I haven't seen my security and I have less cards in deck, I have to either try to kill them or find Airdramon to get something out of my security. You have to be aware of the loop at all times, but it's so worth it for the value you get off Emperors. I tried going to 3 Emperors because I just love how much it accelerates us to play the game and not just react, but you can't go to 3. It doesn't work.
There's too many guys.
It's too many guys. And if I have another child up there, it better be giving me purple. I need purple.
Congratulations on your 3rd place.
Thanks.
I'm sorry for what
Ryan did to me.
What Ryan has done to you. How do you feel about Quantumon being worse now?
Why is Quantumon worse? Oh, fuck. Yeah, you can say it. Fuck you.
Quantumon, it has been ruled that when it is immune to Digimon effects, it is also immune to your Digimon's effects.
It's one of the few cards that doesn't say your opponent's Digimon effects.
Including all of your inherited abilities.
It sucks. So you can never give Quantumon blocker or barrier from anything, shit, if you have protection from Digimon effects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can never give Metamamon that. You'd have to purposely name wrong or, you know, just go for something else. It just seems unnecessary. Why would they do that to Quantumon? She digivolves for 5. We're paying for that effect.
Sure.
It seems, I don't think it was on purpose. Do you? I think they were trying to save words in that mess of a text box and forgot to include impotence.
I wish I spoke Japanese so I could tell you what the original card says. But no, it doesn't feel intentional, really.
I hope it gets errated to, being the opponent's effects. Because even, I'm not using Quantum's Inherited on, or at least on my builds thus far. But that doesn't mean I don't want to in the future. It doesn't mean I don't think other people should be allowed to. Quantumon's sick.
Green's got a lot of really cool Inherited.
Yeah. They deserve to have a cool Quantumon on the opponent's turn.
Yeah.
It just seems rude. But yeah, Quantumon's worse. And I'm going to care a lot more about that once BT-16 hits. Because and this is probably just my, I think you called it Doomer takes.
Okay.
But I'm scared that, at least for next set, if not the Forbiddable Future, Security Control is going to be way, way worse with the power coming from the next few sets, especially Magna X.
All this shit that says no touchy trash cards.
Yeah.
Put cards back in your deck, things like that.
Yeah. I don't think Security Control is forever, so I'm playing the hell out of it at least until 16, which has kind of made me, take a backdoor? Back foot?
Back seat?
Back seat. Huh? Huh? On trying to make Quantumon work. Right now, I've got her trying to go on top of Gatomon.
No fives. You just cheat.
Well, no. Well, Gatomon's cool. Gatomon makes the five cheaper. So then I go into the six. This is... Talk about something else.
Okay.
I'm not ready. Quantumon is showing up in some Nume lists. They're running one. I think there'll be less now that people are doing this work.
I don't buy that.
You don't?
I don't buy that.
Why? Numemons want to look in the opponent's security.
Yeah, but Numemons don't want to say, oh, now you can't touch me, because everything you delete from them spits out another body.
No, yes, but, and this sounds ridiculous to say, but Numemon players need to be worried about the mirror. And when Quantumon puts their guy in security to not trigger Nume X effect, to not spit out the body, so stop their regurgitation while, cleaning out their security.
Good news is, though, that you can just delete that Quantumon next turn and it won't play a Numemon X because it's immune to Digimon effects.
Oh, God. Yeah, you got to take out, Protoform. You got to not name Digimon. That blows. You got to hope there's something in that stack you can take.
I mean, if you find an option, you're set, right?
Yeah, but in the mirror, they're not playing a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think Ryan was playing any.
No options?
I don't think so. Let me check.
Holy...
Just going to my favorite website, eggmanevents.com, which now we're both on.
Made a new Sonic robot holding a gala to display it. Come to my Eggman event.
You win. Mesquite Regionals. Ryan fucking Weeks. Yeah, he's playing one protoform. That's his option.
Christ. I don't like it.
You don't like playing no options?
What I do like about his list is that he cut Venusmon.
Yeah, he's really anti-Venusmon, which I don't really get.
I
think Numemon's good with Venusmon, but I don't. He knows the deck better than me, obviously. I know Dan Vang was running this list with one less Swart and playing two Venus, and Ryan was disappointed, was what he said.
I think we should organize a boxing match between the two of them.
Ryan and
Dan.
Dan?
Yeah.
I would like to see one of them get hurt, yeah.
Not sure who.
Who cares? I'll be happy. If they both do, great. Editor's note, I really like those two guys. I hope they don't get hurt.
They're very nice.
But for the narration of our podcast, I hope they don't do well at Digimon. I hope I do well. But yeah, they give you... I knew a bit about this, but the thing this season is when you do good at a regionals, you get Omnimon with a number on it out of 500.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Serial Omnis.
And they're hideous. They're so... they look like the EX... alternate cards, but without the cool frame.
Yeah, I mean, it's Battle Coliseum inspired, right?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I like $1,000 a lot more. Someone offered me, a judge offered me $1,000 for my Omnimon after I won it. I think I owned that card for less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. If I win three regionals, I could recoup all the losses from this AI venture.
Oh my God. You know what sucks is that you topped a regionals last year.
Yeah.
And you got a...
fucking nothing.
A plastic figure of Doruman.
Yeah.
That uses a memory counter. And I got $1,000. That's some shit.
Yeah.
You got robbed. Especially since, I was playing... if feels bad to say, like, I was basically playing the world champion deck, right? I was playing what everyone knows and hates, and you were playing Awuga. Ding, ding.
And for my bold attitude towards the metagame, I got a little plastic.
Little guy. Yeah.
I got a memory counter when I had, like, 3 in my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks. you should have won regionals later.
Yeah.
What are you playing? Jerry?
Thank you.
You're bending the microphone in every way possible to avoid having to think a thought.
And I can do it all night. I'm playing... I mean,
I know what you're playing, but I want you to say it.
Is it the Star Wars trading card game?
That wasn't what I was thinking, but yeah, you are. We've been playing that.
Is it Team Fight Tactics?
It's Team Fight Tactics.
Is it...
It is.
Final Fantasy 13? Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're playing that too, aren't you?
Is it... Balatro?
You're still playing Balatro?
Surely we've talked about
it. We've talked about it the week it came out.
Yeah, I'm still playing it. It's still fucking good.
Did you beat it?
There isn't any beating it.
There's not like A20 Ascension like Slay the Spire?
There's 10 different decks you can start with. Each of those has 8 antes, which go up 8 ascensions.
8 different decks you can start with in the 52 card poker game.
Yeah.
What do they do?
There's one called the Checker deck. So in a 52 card deck of cards, you have 13 hearts, diamonds, spades, and clubs from ace up to king. In the checkered deck, you have 52 cards, 26 hearts, 26 spades.
Oh, I see. Just more consistent.
I can't remember what it's called. It's like the shitty deck or something like that. And it has no face cards.
Oh, I see.
You just have ace to 10.
Do you get free molt march? What do they call it?
free. No. You just start with a worse deck. You just start with no face cards.
Oh, so it's just like playing on a harder mode.
Well, yes and no, because it also ups your consistency, right? You know.
Oh, sure. Because you can do pair shit.
You have less cards that you have to get through to get to the cards that you want. There's decks that'll like. There's the erratic deck, which randomizes all of the cards and their suits. So you have no idea.
Which of these decks gets you off the most?
My favorite is probably the yellow deck. You just start with 10 bucks. It's the easiest. But there's also there's also a really interesting and like pretty robust challenge mode in the game where they'll like start you with special rules or like certain jokers that you have to keep for the entire game. There's a joker card called the Ceremonial Dagger, and it says when you start a round, it eats the joker next to it and adds double its cell value to that card's mult. And so one of the challenges is called On a Knife's Edge, and you just have that at the far left of your joker stack the entire game.
Goodness.
So every turn, that thing's eating a joker. And make you a little stronger, but
what happens if you don't have a joker to feed it?
It just doesn't get stronger.
Oh, I thought it like instantly died. Like
No, you lose.
I assumed it exploded.
Yeah, right. So I've been cracking through these challenges recently. It's been fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's really no like narrative or meta progression.
Oh, absolutely not.
I've unlocked all the cards. Like it's still just fun to do the puzzle.
So like after you beat a run with a deck, there's no like Ascension 1?
Yeah, there is. There's 8 levels of Ascension.
Oh, okay. So there is a you've done all the things moment, but you're far away.
Yeah.
Because that's 80 successful runs if there's 10 decks and 8 Ascensions?
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. Then 20 challenges, so that's a 100 total runs that you need to complete.
I never get off on challenges.
I think I never have either, but I think this is, it's really good. Is there a daily run? I think there is.
Daily runs are cool.
I like challenges way better than daily runs. I think daily is goofy.
I mean, I also think daily is goofy, but like, I just don't feel like challenges feel like something that like I should do on a whim, like, you know, in Risk of Rain when...
Oh, you just do it yourself?
Yeah, you just like, you were playing for a while and you did something cool and it's like, hey, you unlock this thing, you get the little pop-up. But like, when a challenge is like a specific way to play and it's kind of like hidden away and you kind of have to like look up the challenge to know what to do and then aim for it. I guess that's what I'm assuming when you're saying challenge in this game.
No. Let me show you real quick. Because it's like, you click start run, and then at the top it has choose your deck or choose a challenge.
Oh, that's way better. No, I was expecting, like, you know, in some games they're like, oh, I try to 100% it and I have to do all this shit that's not like on the front end. Front end, and you have to like bullshit or like cheat to like try to find that information to even attempt it. I hate that shit.
Yeah,
it,
that's
it never
annoying.
Gets me off.
I agree. The omelet. You earn no money. All of your jokers gain sell value at the end of the round.
Oh, you're saying sell, like, instead of buy, sell. I thought you were saying, like, the sell games.
No. Okay. Rich get richer. Your chips cannot exceed the current amount of money you have.
That's awesome.
You start with $100.
We've been playing a lot of TFT lately, and we are both such suckers for... Lose streaking and just making money. Like, there's, you get like three, what are they called?
Augments.
You get big cards. Yeah, augments. They're big cards that you get three times a game usually. And I remember once, there's one called AFK that says you don't get to play for the first four rounds, but you get like 20 gold or 30 gold or something. Mm-hmm. And we were playing the team mode, and you said, hey, I've been offered AFK. Can I take it? And I said, no. And you're like, oh, and then I took AFK and left the room. And then you also took AFK because you hadn't clicked yet. And we just didn't play for 3 minutes, which somehow gets us off. It's like when you don't have to play the game you're playing and you can go to the other room for a minute. It's awesome.
It's honestly despicable how like how like my favorite part of playing some games is not playing the game.
Yeah, that's for suckers. Why would I make a stack of Digimon when I can play Chaos Degrade?
Oh my God. It points to a darkness in your heart, I think.
Chaos Degrade?
No, choosing the thing in a game to not play the game for a bit.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like when you're a kid and you hear about adult shit and you're just like, why would I do that when I could do the fun thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Why would I not play the game when I could play?
Why would I not eat ice cream every night? But yeah, we lose streak. We're often the first people to get to lethal one HP.
I think we have a better win rate when we're in last place at like the fourth stage.
Because here's the thing is, what we both, I think, appreciate is clear communication. And when you're at one HP, you can't lose anymore.
Yeah, it's very
but
clear.
When you're at like 30, 20, I could lose a little bit more. I could get some cash.
I don't know if it's time. Yeah. I don't know if I need to win now.
And if you haven't caught the context clues or if we haven't put them down, in TFT, you get money for either winning a bunch in a row or losing a bunch in a row, and losing's way easier.
It's so much easier.
And when I lose to someone else who's also lose streaking, I get pissed.
That's the thing too, right? It's so much easier to not do something than to do it.
Yeah.
So the easiest way to beat the game is to do the strategy where you don't have to play it, you know?
Yeah, but then I've heard at like high levels, it's so much harder to lose streak because you just die. Because other people are leveling up and getting gold on win streaks while you're getting less and have less HP.
Yeah, and once we hit, you know, plat 3 and
once we
doubles,
get out of bronze. Yeah. We're having a great time in bronze though. Oh, I want to apologize really quick. We uploaded the wrong episode of the Pete thing
for like an hour,
yeah, and we fixed it, but some of you who I am so thankful for have our episodes set to auto download. So your computer auto downloaded the episode right when it came out. And
do you still have the cut? Do you still have the fucked no Pete
some
cut?
Some people probably do. Holy. I know someone did a week after and reached out to us on Twitter and said like, hey, it doesn't work. And I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, delete it and restream it, redownload it. Sorry. I'm so sorry. We fucked up. I swear it's we talk about Digimon.
Yeah, with Pete for sure.
It's awesome. And then I got to reach out to Pete and be like, hey, I got third with your list minus one card. And he was like, oh, I respect you now. And then he patted me on the head. And now I'm his son.
Oh, that's nice.
He didn't say he respects me. That was just a fantasy I had.
Thank you for listening to the Security Checkpoint Podcast. It's been a pleasure making this for you and listening to your feedback. We won't be applying any of it. You can find us on Twitter at SEC Checkpoint. You can email us at seccheckpointpod@gmail.com. Put a little question in the Spotify box. You can bring your own 52-card deck of whatever to a poker table. They won't mind.
They will mind.
They will mind a lot.
I'm sure they won't even find it funny. They will just remove you after you paid the $300 entry fee or whatever.
All right, turn them up. I've got three of a kind. I've got a flush house.
You've got a missing entry fee, my friend.
You have a restraining order and a court date.
You have a venue ban.
Wait, before we go, can you stop by the mailroom on your way out?
Yeah, let me pick up the mail. The manly one writes, do you have a security checkpoint Discord? No, we don't. Should we? What would we do in there? What would you want from us?
We could host a tournament in there.
Yeah? Would you like that, viewer? You dirty little... Would you like that?
I don't know what we do in there.
You gotta tell us what you want from that, because we won't have an answer.
We'll consider making a Discord if you give us a sort of like business plan.
A motivation.
Yeah.
Cold open scripts.
Or at least $3,000. Yeah. I am in the hole. What else we got in that mailbox?
We got Yovarni from the DigiGuard United podcast. Hey.
Whoa, hey.
Control until we can win. Exactly the style of deck I love to play and what I miss about Jet Silphimon at 4. Yeah, man. I also want to control until we can win, but saying you miss Jet Silphie at 4? At the time, it was bad.
At the time, it was bad.
At the time, it was too much. Right now?
I think it's fine.
I think it'd be fine.
I think it'd be
I think it'd at least go to 2.
Oh, yeah.
I think it could at least go to 2. Doesn't need to be a 1.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
But like... I don't know. Compare like the value you get off of Jet Silphimon to the value you get off of Aldemon. Do you think it's comparable?
Yes. No. Aldemon's way better.
Aldemon's better, you
Aldemon
think?
Wins you the game.
He's 12K.
Well, he says, sorry. You're saying this to me, the security
point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Good point.
Security
good point.
Control player. Aldemon says, fuck you.
Yeah.
In all caps.
Yeah. That's true.
Yes. I think the value is the same. It's hard to compare it to, you know, the other ones.
Yeah.
The green one is fine. The blue one, it does some
bouncing.
The
green one is really good. You swing and you can digivolve.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
The blue one is not very good.
It does some cool shit now that like you can go like go into Lanamon, right?
Yeah.
Tuck a thing, Beowulf, take the thing out, bounce the thing. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Jet Silphie could be at 4, is what I'm trying to say. There's, yes. C. Sullivan writes, Ultimate Cup used to be the bad deck format. But this year it's a regional with different pricing. Yeah, that's weird. It's the same format this year.
Good to see you again, Connor.
Yeah. Any other mail? Who's your favorite Cid from Final Fantasy, and why is it Sidolphus Telamon?
Mine's got to be the Cid from Kingdom Hearts. I'm not really
that
sure.
That was mine!
The
only one I know!
Yeah. But the Cid with the hot daughter in Final Fantasy 15 was pretty cool.
How old is this daughter? Are you creepy?
No.
You're not creepy?
No, she's an adult. He's so old.
Okay, cool.
She makes cars. She fixes yours when it breaks down.
That's such a big thing in JRPGs this day is for a young female mechanic.
That's true. Devil May Cry had one.
And the rest. Yeah, you guys need to write in more shit because I'm out.
And we're out. Thank you for listening.
Please turn it off. We have to turn it off.
Thanks for listening, though.
Mwah.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh. I wasn't kissing at you.
Damn.